on the Tiger Sports Network. This is Tiger Talk, live from the Golden Q in Hayes. The Golden Q, dining, billiards, and more at 809 Ash. The Golden Q. If the game is on, we're open. Tiger Talk is also brought to you by these premier Tiger sponsors. Golden Belt Bank of Hayes and Ellis, providing the best in-home loans to the Tiger community since 1920. BTI, your John Deere dealer, with locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Ness City, and Pratt. The Taco Shop, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. You've never had it so good. And G&L Tire and Automotive. Complete automotive care and tires for all driving conditions. 201 East 8th on the Bricks in downtown Hayes. Now, the voice of the Tigers, Gerard Welbrock.
And a good Monday afternoon and welcome into Tiger Talk. This is indeed Gerard Welbrock. We'll be joined by women's basketball coach Tony Hobson, men's coach Mark Johnson. Talk some Tiger basketball. Fort-Hays State men playing on Saturday. The women finally got their season underway last Tuesday, but unable to play Kearney on Saturday due to COVID protocols with the Lopers. Scheduled as of now to play at Newman this Saturday. Potentially a little change in that schedule. We won't know till later in the week, but the ever-evolving 2020-21 basketball schedule for everybody, and Fort-Hays State certainly has been involved in all of that. We are live at the Golden Q. At least I'm live at the Golden Q. The coach is still remote. Hopefully someday soon they'll be able to join us live here in person at the Golden Q, just a couple of blocks east of campus in Hayes. We bring in Coach Hobson, his team getting off to a 1-0 start. Hey, we got a game to talk about, our first program in which we've been able to talk about a game, and it was a great comeback win for your squad to finally usher in the season last Tuesday.
Well, it was. I mean, we had to hold them scoreless the last little over 5 minutes of the game to get out of there with a win, but I knew it would be a little bit of a disjointed game. It's our first game of the year against outside competition, and defensively I thought we made a lot of errors, but you know, we kept playing hard at least, and we're able to come out of there with a win. I thought Whitney Randall really stepped up and carried the mail down the stretch when after Jaden fouled out, and had some good play off the bench, and like I said, it was far from where you need to be this time of year, but probably about normal for a first game.
Well, and we talked a lot last week. You hadn't played a game. You had some players coming off the COVID protocol, some with COVID, some just on quarantine. And it was slowly the team kind of matriculating in, and you could get a full squad. You'd have a lot of time with everybody back to practice, and I'm sure that led to maybe some of the sloppy play. And just when you put everything how this preseason has been, I guess that is probably something not to be surprised about, that it would be maybe a little disjointed at times and a little sloppy, especially in that first half.
Well, I thought conditioning came in there a little bit. It looked like we were not as fine-tuned as usual. Some of those kids usually can play unlimited minutes before they take a deep breath, and so I noticed that. I mean, we only had three practices, and boy, after you basically don't do much for a week or so, it's pretty difficult to get that conditioning back to where it needs to be in just a few days. So, you know, I thought it was parts of it were a little sloppy, but then I looked, we only had 11 turnovers. Four of those were player control fouls. So really we only turned it over seven times in a traditional sense. So while it was, I thought it was more missed assignments on defense and not running our offense right, getting to the wrong spot, and missing open people once in a while. The thing I noticed was, I think I lost count, but we missed a lot of easy shots.
Yeah.
A lot of going to the basket with a little contact, but not enough for a foul that we should make, or at least make a good portion of them. We just missed way too many of those.
We talked all along about Jaden Hobbs returning and to have a veteran all-conference point guard, the one position that you would love to have and have that luxury of having. And then she gets in foul trouble. And you mentioned some offensive fouls. There were some controversial calls that none of them seemed to go your way on the block charge, but bottom line, she was in foul trouble, didn't get a play as much, and to overcome that as well, I thought said a lot about this team's character and makeup.
Well, I think you're right, and you know, her fourth and fifth fouls were both, one was her taking a charge, one was her charging. Since then, they have been confirmed by our director of officials that they were both totally incorrect.
Not surprised.
And, you know, it's just a shame. I think whoever invented basketball probably didn't have in mind how fast the game was going to move. I mean, and five fouls and you're out of the game, you're disqualified. We're really the only sport that can be disqualified for a common foul. I mean, it'd be like, hey, your third holding call, yeah, in football, you're disqualified. So you can have an incompetent official really take a kid out of the game and totally change the outcome of the game. I don't know. There's got to be a better way to do it. Either, you know, there's a reason the NBA has six fouls is because people pay to come watch those guys play. And very seldom do you see anybody foul out. So it was unfortunate on one hand. On the other hand, it was like kind of good to see the rest of the kids kind of look around at each other wondering what's going to happen. And I thought our other kids did a great job of stepping up and taking charge. And I thought Lauren did a good job at point and kind of settle us down. And then when you have a go-to player that was kind of feeling a little bit with Whitney, you had Katie Wagner, who got three offensive rebounds and putbacks just in the second half, that really kind of kept us going. I just thought overall our kids hung in there and kind of gutted out a win and just found a way to win that game.
Kind of getting back to the foul out, I always thought, you know, I think there maybe should be a penalty, but maybe three free throws. Do something, but I'm right on track with you that it's the only sport you'd get disqualified for, you know, just common play. Fouls happen in basketball. Make it a penalty, so if you get five, maybe you get three free throws all the time or something, but to disqualify players for playing, I always thought is just odd.
Well, I've had this figured out for years, and just make your sixth and seventh and eighth, just make them intentional fouls. Two free throws, you
Perfect.
Get the ball back. It's really simple. It wouldn't be hard to change. We've had way more radical rules changes in basketball than that. I mean, we've changed three-point line three times since they started it. Change the size of the ball in the women's game. You have the restricted arc. You have, I mean, we've made all kinds of changes. And like I said, back when the game was invented, the ball didn't even bounce. I mean, so the game moved so slow, nobody hardly ever touched each other. It's the way it moved and the contact there's going to naturally be when people are moving that fast, there's just going to be more fouls in there, I think, than the game was set up for.
Well, maybe we can start a campaign and get that changed here in the near future. We'll see what happens there. We're live from the Golden Q. It's Tiger Talk, talking women's basketball with Tony Hobson. Don't forget, you can listen to all the four-day state games anywhere on any device. Find it on our audio stream on Hayes Post. You can listen, of course, over the air, but on your mobile device, all you need to do is search Mix 103.3 KJLS Hayes in the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it to your smartphone or tablet. It's free. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play KJLS whenever they're in action, and you'll have all the Tiger action right there at your fingertips. We'll take a break. Come back with more with Tony Hobson as Tiger Talk continues here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Nextech Cloud Phone goes where you go. In the office, perfect. Checking cattle, you're connected. Virtual meetings, covered. In the field, absolutely. Cloud Phone is perfect for a small business. Here's why. They're cost-effective, reliable, scalable, secure, and mobile. If you're up for saving money and freedom, now's the perfect time. Sign a qualified Cloud Phone contract and don't pay for 90 days. Call 1-800-588-6649. Some restrictions apply. Limited time offer.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now, there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
The Taco Shop gift card is a perfect gift year-round. but especially during this Christmas time. It goes nicely in a stocking. Nobody has to worry about the fit. And guess what? The color is always right. On special this month, the Sanchez for $3.29. Chicken Bacon Ranch Quesadilla, $4.59. And the Loco Taco, $1.99. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from the Taco Shop.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good.
Get everyone crossed off your gift list this season at BTI. Choose from a wide selection of John Deere toys, collectibles, hats, merchandise, and apparel perfect for everyone in your family. And right now, during the entire month of December, enjoy an additional 15% off all John Deere toys. Finish your holiday shopping early at BTI, our family in partnership with your family. Visit BTIequip.com for the location nearest you. Ends 12/31/2021. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Out to Wagner, fires a guarded three, no good. Tipped in at the horn by Hollenbeck, and it counts. And Forte State takes a one-point lead into the quarter break. Yeah, some of the action from last Tuesday. The Tigers' comeback win over Washburn. Welcome back to Tiger Talk. We're live at the Golden Q. Reminder, Tiger Talk brought to you in part by the Golden Bell Bank of Hayes and Ellis. They've been providing the best in home loans to the Tiger community since 1920. To learn more, visit goldenbellbank.com. Golden Belt Bank, one story at a time. Big tip in there by Hollenbeck, one of the freshmen. And second chance points, you kind of alluded on it, Katie Wagner doing a good job. I think you're outscored 10-2 in second chance points. That was the only bucket on a putback in the first half. Then you outscore in Washburn 17-5 in the second half. But it just felt like the defensive intensity, crashing the boards, all of those things, I don't know, just we're better after halftime. I'm sure you had some words of encouragement in halftime locker room.
Well, I had words, and some of them were encouraging. And you know, you have to remember that we played nine people, in our rotation kind of, and you always struggle, you know, that's what early in the season is for me, is to see who's going to be playing and how much. And I still don't know for sure who should be playing, but out of those nine, four of them saw their first college action ever. And I just think that, that first half, you know, you have to remember that we had three freshmen out there for several minutes together. And I think part of it was just nerves and getting hit that first time and taking that first shot and just trying not to get beat off the dribble by a senior or whatever. And I think once that wears off, the second half, they kind of settle in and play. And not just them, though. I think with the rest of them, I think it was, you know, a little sense of urgency where we need to get going. And, you know, my thing is, when you make 40% of your shots, 60% of them are up for grabs. And usually it's just, you know, you probably have a 60-40 chance against you to get an offensive rebound. But boy, what if you got 40% of those and they're all up there? It's just a battle to see who wants it worse. And that's why Wagner's such a good offensive rebounder. Is most of the time she just wants the ball worse than the other person. And one time she just took it out of their hands and laid it back up. And those are just such big swings where you just they kind of keep your momentum going if you had any. And our second half was, we were just more intense and up against it a little bit, dealt with some adversity and came out of there okay.
Yeah, Katie had 8 rebounds, 4 of them on the offensive end. Pretty good debut for her, 17 points in the contest. Also at 3 steals. We heard the stick back from Hollenbeck, who scored 7, had 3 rebounds, and obviously Whitney had a monster game, career-high 26 points, and just 1 of 7 three-point shooting. And we've seen her hit threes at a much better clip. She's a pretty decent three-point shooter. She didn't even have that going, but, boy, she just got on a roll there in that second half.
Well, she's got an aggression about her offensively that, you know, there's really no substitute for, you know, she's been our top 3-point shooter percentage wise in practice. And in our, we've had 3 kind of inter squad scrimmages leading up to this. And she actually was our leading 3-point. She'd made the most and shot the highest percentage of anybody on the team. So I think that's there. And she's just an active player and tough and has a good motor. And boy, you can't replace just having a motor, you know, just playing hard all the time. And I think we've got a lot of kids that have that quality.
You kind of touched on the finish of that game. Nobody led by more than six. You fell behind by six with just under 8 minutes to go. And Katie got a stick back and one. It kind of started the comeback for you guys. And you closed the game on a 16-4 run, hold Washburn scoreless for the final 5-21 in that game, a 10-0 run to close it out. You kind of touched on maybe a sense of urgency. And with this crazy year, who knows? Every game seems to even have more importance and more weight on it. But to finish it the way you did was pretty fun to watch and pretty impressive.
Well, I think just playing the last, just not putting them at the line. I mean, and maybe we fouled them, but they weren't shooting fouls. And so to be able to guard them for five minutes and 20 seconds without putting them at the line to score, and then they missed a couple open shots where we left them open, but that happens. So I just thought it was a great way to finish off that game. And Washburn's always, you know, it's kind of a rivalry game. I don't remember which year it was. I think it was 2010, so that'd be 10 years ago. We hadn't beat them since 1992. Mm-hmm. It had been 18 years. And we beat them that first time, and now I think we've beat them 9 out of the last 10. So the pendulum has kind of swung over towards us the last few years. And, you know, you'd especially over such a good storied program, it kind of tells you that we've really raised our level the last few years.
And it's always a fun game, and there's some good young talent for both teams on the floor. I mean, we talk about this rivalry. I think there's plenty there to keep this rivalry going at a high level, but both teams, I mean, Dewey had a great game for them. Their offense is hard to stop, but we saw some of the youth in the MIAA here early on in the season there's going to be no drop-off in MIAA basketball, certainly. There's some good young talent out there.
Well, and you saw two of the teams that probably lost as many seniors as anybody. I know they lost five or six. We lost five. So probably more of a turnover between our two teams than any. And there was a lot of good young kids out on the floor. And you like to see that when local kids stay in Kansas and you can keep them there and they can have success with you instead of going somewhere else. So, yeah, it was good to see, and you know, we wish we could have had another game on Saturday, but it didn't turn out that way. So we'll just try to prepare and get ready for this week.
All right, well, we'll talk about the week ahead as of now. Game at Newman on Saturday. We're live at the Golden Q, where they're giving away two free turkeys or ham every day until Christmas. All you have to do to enter is sign up at the Golden Q at the bar when you order A Street Liquor or Something Blue, the Blue Teak. Winners drawn from the previous day's entry, so you can enter every day and get yourself registered. And then you're automatically registered for a grand prize giveaway on Christmas. It'll be a 32-inch smart TV, a Dos Equis can grill, also a mini fridge and a Pendleton cooler. So a lot of great prizes to be given away. You can register every day and be eligible for all of that here at the Golden Q and at A Street Liquor. We will take a break. Be back with more on Tiger Talk from the Golden Q here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Your life is a story, a remarkable tale full of joys and sorrows, successes and failures. At Golden Belt Bank, we have this idea, a belief, really, that the best way to serve you is by getting to know that story, even becoming a small part of it. It's more than deposits and withdrawals. This is banking one story at a time. Golden Belt Bank, one story at a time. Visit us online at goldenbeltbank.com, member FDIC.
The most incredible tire sale on the face of the planet is going on now at G&L Tire and Automotive in Hayes. Huge savings on truck tires, car tires, and SUV tires. They have them for all driving conditions and budgets. Been putting it off? Get over to G&L Tire and Automotive now. An awesome selection, and you'll love the prices. G&L Tire and Automotive on the bricks in downtown Hayes.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
They're the Iron Man of Western Kansas. Steel Fabrications, East Highway 40 in Hayes. When it's all about metal, nobody knows metal like the Iron Man. They roll, break, and shear widths up to 12 feet, and they can weld it too. Are you at the shop or on the farm and need welding supplies, gases, or helium? Steel Fabrications has it all with a state-of-the-art machine shop. Bring your project in or let Steel Fabrications come to you with their service trucks. No job too big or too small. Steel Fabrications, East Highway 40 in Hayes. Call 625-3075.
3:44 to go. Lauren Reether to inbound left baseline. Gets it into Randall, who had it knocked away. Reether saves it. Back into Whitney. Shot is good. Whitney Randall, a career high 24. And Fort A State is back on top, 70-69 with 3.5 to go. Yeah, Fort A State would never trail the rest of the way. They score the final 10 on Tuesday and knock off Washburn 75-69 for a 1-0 start. Hey, Tiger fans, look for the new Fort A State Athletic app. It is out, and it's really, really neat. Instantly receive the latest news and information on Fort A State Athletics, including real-time alerts, game day details, the new FHSU Athletic app, free and available in the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store. Search FHSU Athletics. Download for free on your smartphone or tablet today. We're brought to you by BTI, your John Deere dealer. Great Bend, Buckland, Greensburg, Ness City, Hawk City, Hoxie, and Pratt BTI, our family, in partnership with your family, talking women's basketball with Tony Hobson. As of now, at Newman on Saturday, but possibly maybe could get moved to Thursday, could add Central Oklahoma. It's going to depend on what happens with Kearney and their COVID testing this week. But either way, chance to get back after it. You're going to have at least a week plus between games. And in some ways, I'm guessing that might be good for some of the younger players and just the fact you had to miss some practice time. But yet you kind of like to get into a rhythm of playing some games and get a little routine going, I'm sure.
Well, right now we're at such a competitive disadvantage because the teams we play this week, Newman will have played either five games or six games, or, you know, and we've played one. So the only way you can get better at this point of the year is to play games and then find out what's wrong with you and try to fix it. And so we need to play games. We're in our fourth week of the season already. We have not played one of our scheduled games yet. The only game we played was a makeup date. So everybody else in the conference played at least three games, I believe, except Kearney. Kearney, for whatever reason, couldn't play last week. They had one positive, one quarantine. Their men had two positives, one quarantine, and they were able to play. Same team doctor, same trainer, same other. We're not sure what the deal was. Those are just the facts as I know them. I guess I'll let everybody draw their own conclusion. I know I've got mine. But we're just hoping to get some games. And if Kearney's still under quarantine or can't play, we're going to try to play two games this week. Otherwise, we'll just play the one, hopefully. And, it's just kind of hard on your team to not know when you're going to play and then sometimes not know who you're going to play. It's hard to prepare for them. And I think it's going to be hard to have your team playing their best. And I think a lot of people are in that dilemma. I know Central Oklahoma, they've played three games with only seven players. So most of the teams are making a real effort to try to play their games and not screw up the other team that they're supposed to be playing and their schedule. And I think that's how it should be. That's what we're going to try to do. So we're excited just to get some games and, I don't know what else to say about it other than we need to get going if we're going to go. I just noticed an NAI school about not even 2 hours away at Sterling. They've played 13 games right now. We've played one. So, and I don't know that they've had any issues about anything. So we would like to just get some games played.
Well, hopefully, for sure, at least one, maybe two, I guess. Stay tuned. We'll find out as the week goes along. But worst case, we'll see you Saturday in Wichita as you get after those Newman Jets, which should be a very good competitive team game mm-hmm. against what looks to be a much improved team.
Yeah, I think it will be. And before we go here, I'd like to just say something to one of our real good fans over the years. It's always was at Tiger Club, but had a little accident. Gene Fleehardy, if you're watching this, which I'm sure you are, we're thinking about you and get well soon and hope you're doing okay.
Very good. Yes, Gene, one of the all-time greats. We certainly wish him well. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. We'll see you later this week.
Okay, thanks, Gerard.
That's Tony Hobson, coach of the Fort A State women. Again, as of now, scheduled to play at Newman on Saturday. But as we always say, check back. That schedule, especially this year, is subject to change. Tiger Talk brought to you by G&L Tire and Automotive. Their giant end-of-the-year sale going on now. Complete automotive care, tires for all driving conditions. G&L Tire, 201 East 8th and on the bricks in downtown Hayes. We'll take a break. Men's coach Mark Johnson will join us as we continue from the Golden Q. It's Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
The Taco Shop gift card is a perfect gift year-round, but especially during this Christmas time. It goes nicely in a stocking. Nobody has to worry about the fit. And guess what? The color is always right. On special this month, the Sanchez for $3.29, Chicken Bacon Ranch Quesadilla $4.59, and the Loco Taco $1.99. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from the Taco Shop.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good. The Taco Shop.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now, there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
The annual tire sale is going on right now at G&L Tire and Automotive in Hayes. Huge savings on tires for all driving conditions and budgets. So if you have been putting it off, now's the time to get a set of four new tires for the truck, car, or SUV. And best of all, you'll receive huge savings on a great selection of tires. Before you hit the road, stop by G&L Tire and Automotive and save during the annual tire sale. Huge tire sale only at G&L Tire and Automotive on the bricks and downtown. Down Hayes.
Have a know-how. Have a know-how.
Gifts galore. Shop your local Napa Auto Parts store, Gibbs Auto Supply in Hayes this holiday season. Booster cables to tool sets for the garage and knives to flashlights, headlamps, even detailing kits for the car enthusiast. A 100-piece screwdriver set is only $19.99 while supplies last. And don't forget to pick up a pair of Napa wiper blades and save $10 a pair. Something for everyone on your shopping list. Gibbs Auto Supply in Hayes.
12 on the shot clock. Haneke wanted to shoot a three but can't. Keeps the dribble, drives, spins, finds Bistam at the foul line. Pump fake, 15-footer, goes in. 12 in a row for Jared. He has 18, 59-47. Yeah, some of the action from Saturday up at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. Fort A State and the Lopers. Tigers come up a little bit short in the contest. Welcome back to Tiger Talk. We are at the Golden Q in Hayes. Coaches still remote. Hopefully someday soon they'll be able to join us here in person. Hey, 10% of your meal purchase here at the Golden Q will be taken off when you bring a gift for the KVC Christmas toy donation. You'll find it back in the back corner here. Some gift ideas for the KVC Christmas toy donation. And, of course, you can register for the free turkeys and hams given away every day from the Golden Q, where the grilled cheeseburger is the daily special here on this Monday. We're joined by head men's coach Mark Johnson. Tigers 0-3 start, all three losses by a combined 8 points. Another tough one up in Kearney, and just had a bad stretch there in the first half. Made a little run to get it close, and then same in the second, and got it to within three, but just kind of ran out of time. And that was another tough one for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we struggled offensively up in Kearney, especially the first half, and that's when that happens, which is going to happen at times when you're on the road, especially first road game. That's where your defense has got to bail you out and keep you close. And, we weren't able to do that. You know, Kearney, defensively, we were not very good. They really hurt us with their ball screen stuff. Either we didn't show, then we went to switching, and they took advantage of the switching with their size and strength. And they got a big point guard. You know, the Morris kid's a big kid. They can put a big lineup out there, and we struggled with that. So, yeah, and then the second half, we kind of got our offense going and just, again, didn't get enough stops in the second half. But we rallied up there offensively and started playing well. Obviously, Jared was really good in the second half offensively. Need him to continue, though, to get better on the defensive end. But the second half, I mean, he gave us a chance with how good he was.
Yeah, he scored 19 straight. I'm not sure I've ever seen a single individual take over a game like that. And you could just feel he kind of got into a rhythm, and he was going to help will you guys back in that game. That was impressive to see. And then he ended up also with 15 rebounds, which was a feather as well, back-to-back double-doubles for him.
Yeah, you know, what's giving us problems, and it just made it worse at Kearney. And, you know, like I think we said before the year started, with three guys out, you're already thin. You can't afford to lose anymore. I thought Trajan got off to a great start. He hit a two, then a three, gets 5 points, goes down, jumps to contest a shot, and pulls an oblique pretty heavily and really couldn't play the rest of the game. And I don't know if we'll have him this week at all. But what happens is, like for Jared, I mean, we need to play Jared at the five offensively. You know, that is a mismatch problem. You know, with him have a five trying to guard him out on the perimeter, shoot the ball, gives us better movement. But you need to do that with guards, and we're running out of guards. And so we're going I think we're going to have to go small. We did a little bit like we did the second half. We kind of sat Gilbert a little bit and put Jared more in the five. And I think that's what we have to do going forward. But we also have to have enough bodies out there to play. So it's kind of that's that mix and match we're trying to figure out. Is we're running out of perimeter players, and that affects Jared, because Jared's really a tough matchup at the five position. So just kind of have to kind of figure it out as we move forward.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it. It was tough for Trajan because, you could tell he had the potential to have a pretty big game the way he started, and things were kind of clicking for him.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think he's getting better and better. I mean, we were even talking about, you know, even that game, thinking about moving him to the starting lineup and going with a little bit more, like I said, getting Jared to the five more and doing that. And we didn't, but then obviously we put him in right away. And I think that's when he can get back. That's a lineup I think we need to look at is playing him and be around Jared and get Jared being really playing the five most of the time. And I feel like right now he's been playing the four most of the time, and we got to get him more to the five. We just got to have some perimeter guys to put out there.
Offensively, you've been able to score some points, and we kind of touched on it after the game. And with a young team, not to probably be unexpected, but defensively, it's been a struggle. Kearney shot it incredibly well, and they always do, but some breakdowns defensively, and for you guys to start turning the corner and getting some wins, obviously that's got to come along quick.
No doubt. I mean, we've scored 80 twice in our first three games. It's like I told our guys, I've had teams that scored 80 maybe four or five times in a season, and we won 20 games, something games, and went to the NCAA tournament. And, so if you score 80, you should have a great opportunity to win the game. We're not guarding well enough, and we got to get better. And on that end, I think circumstances, guys are playing longer minutes than we really probably need them to or want them to. And I always say sometimes the biggest difference between your fifth or sixth man and your eighth and ninth man is more about toughness, defense, doing stuff right. And right now we got some guys that are they're being elevated minutes wise and position wise, and some of those things are being shown. And if we want to get better, I mean, they're going to have to play. We don't have any options but them, but so they got to take it on themselves and get better in those moments, and hopefully they do and they understand that, and we start doing those things and give us a better chance to win some games.
Yeah, going into this season with so many new faces and Nige injured, point guard was a big question mark. You've kind of moved Caleb Hammocky in there, and it's probably not a natural position for him, but you've kept the turnovers relatively low and have done some good things there. Has that play been maybe better than you'd expected just because of all the youth and the roles that some of those guys were now being expected to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, they've done pretty well. You know, I mean, I think Quentin had five turnovers, which is not good enough. But for the year, in the three games, he's done pretty well. I think right now Quentin's averaging almost 12 points a game. And and five assists a game. Caleb's, you know, hasn't turned it over very much at all, and averaging 8 points and four assists. So they've done well. I think the biggest difference, and IG's kind of the guy that can go get you 20-something in a game. I don't know if any of those guys right now are capable of doing that. I think that's the biggest difference, not having Nigel, is Nigel had, I don't know, maybe four or five times last year where he went for 20-something and kind of was the difference in you winning. But, yeah, that's the position really of the guys out, that we had enough other guys able to step in and be productive. You know, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. You look at it, I'd like to say we're young, but I don't know if that's really been a big part of our problem. I think just not having – the guys is the problem. I think our young guys have actually played well. Like I said, Caleb and Quentin have actually done a pretty good job. If we brought in a junior college guy or whatever, had a junior on the team right now that was getting 12-5, we'd feel pretty feel good about that. So I think they're doing a good job. I think our youth has done well. It's just some of our other things are causing our problems that we just got to fight through and keep battling and if you keep working hard and keep trying to do right, I think eventually you get rewarded for that, and that's the mindset we have to have.
We're live at the Golden Q. It's the Tiger Talk here on this Monday. Tiger Talk brought to you by the Taco Shop. Dine in, carry out, or use the Taco Shop app for contactless delivery. It's the Taco Shop. You've never had it so good. And again, a reminder, when you come into the Golden Q, when you make your order, you can go ahead and register. They'll be giving away two free turkeys or hams every day until Christmas. Sign up here at the Golden Q. You can register at 8th Street Liquor. Also at Something Blue, the Blue Teak. Winners drawn from the previous day's entries. So they throw them out and start over. So come in every day and get registered for the free turkeys and ham. All the entries will be put into a drawing for a grand prize giveaway at Christmas, a 32-inch smart TV, a Dos Equis can grill, a mini fridge, and a Pendleton cooler. So a lot of great gifts here from the Golden Q. Also, 10% off your meal when you bring a gift item for the KBC Christmas toy donation. We're all at the Golden Q. If the game's on, they're open. We will take our final break and talk some more men's basketball with head coach Mark Johnson. It's Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
New curbside pickup option is available now at Heartland Building Center in Hayes, Russell, and Stockton. Call your local HBC store with your order. They will notify you when your order is ready, park in the designated area, and let HBC know when you are outside ready for pickup. An HBC employee will pick up payment and load your vehicle. Call Heartland Building Center today. No charge for curbside pickup or local deliveries. Curbside pickup can also be used to make payments on account at Heartland Building Center in Hayes, Russell, and Stockton.
2020 has been a challenging year for everyone. During this unique holiday season, Midwest Energy wants to remind you that while you may not be able to be surrounded by friends and family, this won't last forever. Brighter times are just ahead, and we will be there for you, providing safe, reliable, and affordable electric and natural gas services. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative, making energy work for you.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now, there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
Keep your equipment running strong with BTI, your premier John Deere dealer. No-cost service inspections are going on now. Get your machine repaired by a BTI-certified technician and get 1-year parts and labor warranty on installed parts. Plus, no payments, no interest for 180 days with BTI's multi-use account. Visit BTIequip.com for details. Ends 2/1/2021 with approved credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Jordan pump fakes on about a 28-footer. Now finds Hilgendorf. Hagen to dribble. Picks up the dribble. Now to Bitstam Todd with the key. They're leaning all over him. Little jab step. A deep two from Jared. He nailed it. JV is feeling it. 23 for Bitstam. 61-52. He has scored 17 straight. Yeah, he would go on to score 29, a career high, along with a career high 15 rebounds, 26 of those 29 after halftime. But unfortunately, Fort Hays State comes up short, 84-80 to Nebraska Kearney. Welcome back to Tiger Talk. Gerard Welbrock, head men's coach Mark Johnson, till the top of the hour. Fort Hays State with a little change to the schedule. They'll take a little detour of MIAA play, an exhibition game tomorrow as they head to Manhattan to take on the Kansas State Wildcats, who had a game with Butler on Friday canceled because of some COVID issues with the Butler Bulldogs. So you didn't think you'd get an exhibition game this year. You will get one, kind of at an odd spot. Doesn't happen often. You have a mid-season. I think maybe Colorado a few years back that happened. But fun opportunity for your kids to go to Manhattan and play the Wildcats tomorrow.
Yeah, it just so happened our schedule has worked out where we had a gap and we only played Newman and they lost a game. And you hope, you know, when you're playing them, it's three times a week of testing and we got to test at the arena before the game. So, you mean, you hope that, you know, the good things happen and you get to play the game. But, yeah, we're appreciative of them letting us do this. And, yeah, it's always a fun experience for your players. I mean, to get to be able to do that and compete. You know, K-State's always a team that plays really hard. They guard, athletic team. So it'll be interesting for us. It'll be a good experience. And, again, like we keep saying with our team right now, when you have this young team, the only way we're going to get better is play games. You know, we can practice all we want, but then you can do everything right. But now you get in the moment of a game and things speed up. Your mind starts, like we talked about, things change. And so, you know, our guys need game experience. And hopefully they settle in and can do things. So I think it helps us, too, just get another game in instead of a full week of practice before we play.
And then Newman on Saturday, obviously that's the important one because that's a conference game. They're 0-3, and you look at them. I mean, they lose by 3 to Southern. They lose by 2 in their second game to Pittsburgh State, and they had the Emporia game postponed, and they had just one of those games at Topeka against Washburn Saturday. But a lot of new faces on their team, but they appear to be an improved ball club as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. I mean, I think a little bit like us, you know, when you got a whole new team and everybody's starting to figure it out at home, you kind of can get through it and you play and you look like they could have – both those games could have gone either way, kind of like us. They could have very easily started the year off 2-0, and then they go play a good Washburn team on the road and a new team's just not prepared for probably what they're about to face, and they, you know, and they get kind of blitzed. So I think that's a learning lesson for them, and they'll come back – you know, this week and be back at home and play a lot of athletes. Got a kid named Bunn that's a very talented guard. That'll be a tough matchup. So Newman's always a hard play. We've had a lot of success there, but I feel like it hasn't come easy. You know, we found ways to win, and this Saturday will be the same. I mean, we're going to have to play well, defend, and it'll be a close game, and hopefully we can end up on top.
Well, neither team made the conference tournament last year. You played them there. You found a way to win. I know a lot of the players from that game have moved on, but that was about as intense of a game I remember being a part of for a while for two teams that weren't going to go to the postseason tournament. I don't know if there'll be any carryover effect or that starts this rivalry with them, but if last year was any indication, I mean, you better come ready to play because it was an intense battle for all 40 minutes.
Yeah, it was a physical game last year. Kind of got out of hand at the end and in the post game and all that. I mean, I thought our guys handled themselves perfectly during that. But you know, I think there's a lot of new faces for them, and I'm sure they won't want that to happen again. So, but yeah, it was you know, good way to finish the year. Would have been nice if Pitt would have got beat also that day, and we could have parlay that in going to Kansas City. But like I said, it'll be a tough game, and we'll have to be locked in for 40 minutes.
All right, sounds good. Well, Mark, hopefully all goes well with the testing, and we'll get to play some basketball, but we'll see you the way tomorrow in Manhattan to take on those Cats.
All right, thanks, Gerard.
You bet. That's Mark Johnson, head coach of the Fort Hays State Tigers. Again, it's not on your schedule. Got added this week or late last week, but Fort Hays State at K-State. That'll be coming your way tomorrow, 7:01. The tip-off will be on the air at 6:30 with the Auto World pregame show. And then Saturday in Wichita to take on the Newman University Jets. So hope you can join us for all the action. That's going to wrap it up for Tiger Talk today. It's brought to you by these premier Fort Hays State Tiger sponsors, the Taco Shop. You've never had it so good. Golden Belt Bank of Hayes and Ellis, one story at a time. BTI, your area John Deere dealer, and G&L Tire and Automotive, they're on the bricks in downtown Hayes. And, of course, brought to you by the Golden Q, just east of campus on 8th Street in Hayes. The Golden Q, if the game's on, we're open. One more program before we take a little break for Christmas. That'll be next Monday. We'll talk to you then. For Mark Johnson and Tony Hobson, Gerard Welbrock saying so long, everyone.